born in the ghetto. And his mama cried.
Correct the report, or will they rig it, etc.? That could happen. So this is a rare glimpse behind the curtain, and the curtain could be reconstructed in the next few weeks. We'll keep an eye on it. Right. The good thing is the mainstream media is not going to report this stuff, so it's going to stay behind the curtain for a while. But these guys, you know, they have a lot of people out and about and part of this scheme. And sometimes when you make a big boo-boo like this, a big massive F-up, you correct it. You correct it. So that's something to keep an eye on. You'll get the link. Again, it's market-ticker.org, Mr. Denninger's site. It's not the slickest looking site, but I don't care. I mean, it's got good intel. He's a guy that knows his numbers and his data, and he's been doing this for a long time, and that's the kind of guy you want. This is what I would call, and I was a pro at this, at this stuff. This is a gem. This is an unmined gem, so keep an eye on this guy. He's worth looking at and checking in on when it comes to this stuff. And it's rare to trip across these folks. A lot of these folks get, you know what happens? A lot of these guys get, oh, you know what? I really like what you're doing. Come work for my policy tank. My think tank, my policy wonk tank, and we'll pay you real nice. And, that thing, that website you have, don't do that anymore because you're working for us and you report to us and we'll pay you a little bit of money here. And you don't have to worry about all of this stuff. You don't have to worry about making blog entries. You don't have to worry about ranting about politics, et cetera. Just come work for us. And they put a clamp on a guy like this. So that's why it is a rare gem, and I don't say that lightly, so worth checking out. Now, the next thing we're going to go, we're going long tonight, right? We got some good intel. I can't even believe this. This came in, a little nugget of intel, we developed it and checked it out and shopped it around with some of the folks we have that are pretty damn close to what's going on. I would call them insiders, but I don't want to raise too much alarms about who we have and where we have. We'll just say people in the know, part of the apparatus that's screwing us, and they are unwittingly, according to them, part of it. Whatever. We'll take our intel from wherever we can get it without making decisions about people's judgments, about people's personal decisions and things like that. That's not how intel works, man. You put a spider web out there, you catch everything you can. Whether you agree with the person politically or not, it doesn't matter. If it jibes and it turns out to be good intel, then hell, that's good. That's what it's all about. I will post three things, and I'm going to breeze through this real quick. And the devil's in the details because I'm not going to read from the New England Journal of Medicine, etc. I'm not going to do that. These articles. There was an article printed in the New England Journal of Medicine on June 17th, and it's called Preliminary Findings of mRNA COVID-19 Vaccine Safety in Pregnant Persons. Now, we talked about this on Hotwire before. We talked about from the Pfizer white paper. It says this is not, stuff's not good, this mRNA stuff. This is from Pfizer themselves. Not good for pregnant women. Not good at all as far as being able to carry your child to a full term without complications, et cetera, and miscarriages, et cetera. This was in the preliminary white papers of Pfizer regarding their mRNA COVID-19 vaccine. Now we have a group of 12 doctors, etc., They look really, really heavy. Heavyweight, you know, these guys are really experts. Writing their preliminary findings of mRNA COVID-19 vaccine safety in pregnant persons. And they basically poo-poo and say, oh, it's safe. It's safe. But they make some large jumps here. And again, as I said earlier, they bury key data and they fudge something, and it's disturbing. But you can look at this yourself. So I'm gonna provide three things. I'm gonna provide the New England Journal of Medicine link. And we all know that the New England Journal of Medicine is basically in the tank, right? It's like the house organ for these criminals like Fauci, the FDA, etc. It's not legit. As the FDA is not legit, etc. So they come up with these guys, they round these people up, and they do a nice little study, and they literally twist data, and that's being nice. I would say allegedly fabricate data, or ethically irresponsibly omit data, or bend data to make it look like, oh, yeah, this stuff is fine. The Moderna and Pfizer vaccines are fine for pregnant women. There's no problem with miscarriages on a whole. The miscarriages they report on here are within the national norm through the years, etc. And there's no big deal, but that's not really the case when you look at the data. And again, it takes slick people to recognize this, and the tip came in and we developed it further. Although we really didn't have to do much because Intel is Intel. You know, they say, hey, look at this. This is a massive problem. Boom. This, and there you have it. But having good sources, having your spider web open to receive this data and this intel is key. And having a network to receive it. And we are grateful for that. And grateful to the big man upstairs for always looking out for me in my intel career, journalism career, etc. So I'm gonna post three things. There's this story. The study, there's a correlating editorial that the New England Journal of Medicine did backing this up, like pumping it up, like, oh, yeah, this is great findings, right? Two of those things. And then a key chart that's also in the original story, but I want to isolate it and pull it out. I think it's chart number 4 that really, really... really, really shows you what these guys are all about. Let's just do a quick synopsis, okay? And somewhere along the line, this should be a national story, and it probably will be, but we'll jump on it here. We're going to go from some notes that we took, and we're going to go from some notes from our whistleblower, et cetera, and Intel, and you can look at the data yourself and read through the study and tackle that instead of having me regurgitate. I wanted to regurgitate the first part because I think it's very important to help explain some of it, because Bureau of Labor Statistics data sometimes is, as the author said, Denninger said, it's a little hard to decipher. But this stuff is fairly cut and dry when you see the chart, when you see the chart and the annotations in the chart, you know, the small print. The small print where they they often lie what they're doing. But here's the breakdown. It's a horrendous lie backed by the CDC and the New England Journal of Medicine. It says vaccine causes spontaneous abortion in only 12% of first and second trimester pregnancies, which is about the national normal, really, the national average. They say the national average is between 10 and 20%. Overall, miscarriages, spontaneous abortion is a medical term for miscarriage, right? But in the first and second trimester, about 12% is the national average through the years, not the national average of women who have gotten the jabs. So they make it look like, hey, no problem. Everything's cool. However, inspection of the article data clearly proves that number is actually 82%. 82%. Okay. In other words, 82%. spontaneous abortions in the first and second trimester in the study of the women who were studied, who were pregnant at the time. 82% had miscarriages. Pregnant women, including those in this group, are being told the vaccine is safe, per the CDC website and per intelligence and per just basic media stuff, right? And, of course, this study and the fact that the New England Journal of Medicine did a editorial on it. It's grossly untrue. The article has 12 authors, 5 MD and 4 PhD, as all with impressive titles at CDC, etc., and other folks involved. Not only that, the New England Journal of Medicine presented an editorial discussing the paper and, as I said, pumping it up. It helps to hide the deceit by listing the percent of pregnant women in a vaccine-safe system in the first two trimesters as a total of 72%. But this was from a different group of patients. This is where they fudge it. The group of first and second trimester people in the paper had only 127 out of 827 participants in the study. The 104 spontaneous abortions or miscarriages in this study were in this group of 127. But they didn't say that. They didn't say that. So they came up with a 12% by fudging the numbers, which puts miscarriages within the national norm, the national average. Doesn't raise any alarm bells. But when you really break the data down, they fudged it. 82%. 82% of women in the study in the first and second trimester who had the vaccine, the vaccines, etc., spontaneous abortions. Now, I don't know where you're from. Again, some of us are from the College of Mathematically Challenged, especially if you're in journalism often. But 82% is a big difference from 12, especially when you lie about it. Of course, the editorial did not mention this. And as you see in the study, it doesn't break it down properly. They fudge it, and you have to find it in this chart. You have to find it in the chart. The chart that shows that 700 people, it isolates it, right? 827 minus 700, but you'll see it in the chart. Perhaps I'll highlight it when I put it on. It's in a footnote, the very bottom. And it's a hell of a snag. It's a hell of a catch. It's not possible to 12 people with advanced degrees in medicine or statistics or epidemiology, or if the paper was peer-reviewed, in addition to one MD editorial writer, could all have missed this through simple gross incompetence. They knew what they were doing. This paper is another dangerous fraud brought to us by the CDC and the New England Journal of Medicine and by the scientific community of fraudsters. The questions not answered. Are only women pregnant actually in the first two trimesters when they get the vaccine subject to 80% loss? Or are those women becoming pregnant entering the first trimester but vaccinated before becoming pregnant also subject to 80% loss? That's genocide, folks. As the whistleblower points out, genocide. And this is a guy in the know. Obviously, because we put this to on our, you know, we had to do this on the down low. We had to do this on the down low. I wanted to have it wrapped up a day or so ago. But I could only send it to a handful of people I really trusted and say, is this what I think it is? Is this what the whistleblower says it is? The insider says it is? And am I reading these studies correctly? And the resounding verdict coming back is absolutely, and this is absurd. And I said, you should go public with it, but be careful. Well, we have a platform for that. I told the folks, I said, yeah, we know, because they follow us as well. So we have this platform for this, but this is a fucking massive scheme. And, you know, I said this going back, folks. I mean, you say so much stuff. I don't know what we're saying, 20,000 words a night, right? So I understand it's hard to keep up. But I said, this has to have something to do with fertility and population control. That could be the only thing. Why would they push this so hard? Why would they, the governments, whenever they push something this hard, I said a million times, run for your life. Run for your life. And when you start looking at studies like this, I said to one guy, why wouldn't they just outright lie and not put the actual numbers in where this stuff could be caught? And they said, who's going to catch this? Do you know the number of people who could catch this is so minuscule? The fact that it hasn't been reported yet, and you guys are breaking something like this? And then how do you get it out to people? See, that's the catch. They asked, how would you get it out to people anyhow when you do break it? You can put it out to your folks, but you can't put it on the front page of the New York Times, nor were they ever. Nor were they ever. But it's another example of so many different things. And we can talk about it, an example being New England Journal of Medicine being a fraud and the CDC being a fraud and all this stuff. That's great, right? We beat that so many times. And we've proven that they're frauds and they're liars, etc. The disturbing thing is the number of miscarriages, the number of spontaneous abortions. Women are out there thinking that this is safe. And the women in the study, that's a lot of people, 82%. 82%. 127 women, okay? 104 spontaneous abortions or miscarriages. It's fucking frightening. There's the F word. I finally got to use the F word today. I think I said it earlier. But this is a massive scam. It's beyond that, okay? Look, I'm wired to talk about scams and schemes and fraudsters and crooks and such. I understand that. This is something, falls in the category of good versus evil. It's beyond a scam. It's beyond scoundrels, criminals, etc. This is pure evil. This is pure evil. And if they're doing this and they're fudging it, and they have so many people on the payroll doing this, fudging it, like the whistleblower said, hey, there's a lot of degrees. A lot of degrees. You'll see. You'll see the names of the doctors involved in this. There's a lot of degrees here. They're not going to miss something like this. And the editorial writer's not going to miss something like this. And there are people out here and out there who are very slick. And we are fortunate to have them kicking this kind of stuff to us. But I would say, if you know somebody who's pregnant and somebody you care about who's considering this, show them this study, show them the chart, and perhaps play this episode for them, the latter part of this episode, and perhaps they will understand that they're putting their unborn child at risk, because this is bad, 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 bad. Pure evil, period. It's not something I am happy to even report, but it needs to be reported. It eventually, I think, will make it out to the mainstream. And perhaps we can try to push it with some of our folks behind the scenes. I won't say who. I won't tell you the connections we've made, etc. But you can pretty much imagine. But this is something that's groundbreaking. It's for all the wrong reasons. You know, people talk about, oh, it's a bombshell, it's a blockbuster. Certainly it's that. But beyond that, it is a disturbing window into these people and what they're all about and what this has been all about. And that's one of the reasons I wanted to do something like this, Hot Wire, so that we couldn't keep a lid on things like this, because there's so many things through the years that we had to keep a lid on. Just like, you can't put that out. It's crazy. But this is backed up. The data shows exactly. if you do the math, exactly what's being said. And again, we are up against it, folks. We are up against it. If you know somebody who's pregnant or plans to get pregnant, etc., as the whistleblower notes the bottom of the note about, I'll read it again. The question not answered, are only women pregnant actually in the first two trimesters when they get the vaccine subject to the 80% loss? Or are those women becoming pregnant entering the first trimester but vaccinated before becoming pregnant also subject to the 80% loss genocide? You can't. Is that what this whole thing was about? Beyond the financial control and resetting the economies and the way we live and things. Okay, that those are disturbing enough, but is this the meat and potatoes or what the fuck is going on? Was the intention of all this? And this is just women. How does it affect males? Right? How does it perhaps alter male fertility? That's a whole nother subject. But this is disturbing. This is disturbing. You know, it would be one thing, folks. It would be one thing if, and I know this, I'm not trying to sound callous, right? It'd be one thing if you took these injections and as a woman, you couldn't get pregnant. Well, that's something you can deal with, right? And try to remedy, right? But to have the ability to become pregnant, carry a child, carry an unborn child, right? Carry a human life, and then lose. That's just pure evil. The emotional stress, the anxiety, the depression that it haunts women. Women who lose children, it's with them forever. It changes them as people. It changes, it just alters their entire personality, their entire being. And it's so vicious to think about that they would do this on purpose. Again, Pfizer said this. We talked about this on Hotwire. Pfizer said this, same things. That's what's echoing in my head. Same intelligence, basically, in a different way, what we're seeing here. They were very concerned about. Folks, we talked about Pfizer in their literature was very concerned, not only of women who may get this injection, etc., but women who were exposed to other people who either had the injection or other people who were exposed to somebody who had the injection. Example, a husband comes home from the office. He's not vaccinated, but the people at the office are. They wanted to monitor what happens to the pregnant wife at home. You don't think this is a problem? You don't think this is an issue? Okay. And that went out. It became public after we reported it. Okay. And what happened is now, again, they come back in Journal of New England Journal of Medicine, et cetera, and say, no, that's not a problem. No, it's safe. It's safe for pregnant women. Is it? Is it? I'm starting to think nothing is safe anymore and very little is sacred anymore. Certainly not human life. Certainly not human life. Things to think about. Look at the data. Look at the documentation. Take care of yourself. God bless you. So, we're used to being in front of the news and ahead of the curve, way ahead of the curve. And we appreciate the feedback we've had from people on Pain.tv who have shared that with their loved ones. Many of the women out there who decided, you know what, I'm going to look further into this. And we're going to take our time and we're going to research. And right now, it's not the right thing for me. And hopefully, those women are now doing well. You know, pregnancy's hard enough. without somebody potentially poisoning you. When they knew that they were potentially poisoning you, and no one said anything about it. And I'll tell you what, we have fantastic people. And we have... can't understate the guidance I've had. Divine intervention through my career in intel and in journalism, and just blessed all the way around. So telling people stuff they don't know that can benefit their lives, I mean, that's the fucking name of the game here, man. That's what I wanted to do since I was a young buck myself. And now we're teaching other young bucks here, and we appreciate the folks on our community on Pain.tv, and we appreciate the sources and the intel and the folks in the government who are doing what they can when they can, even though that they are living a lie, really, in many ways. They work for Darth Vader. They work for the Death Star. No pun intended. And yet they're willing to help. They're trapped. They're financially trapped, like many people are in many different situations. And, you know, it's not a good place to be. It's got to take a toll on you. I mean, I know it does take a toll on you. It is what it is. I would say to them, there's always a way out. Just get the fuck out. Life is so much better on the other side of the government. It really is. It's night and day. If you thought you could trust these doctors and these medical journals, you're quite mistaken, as we've illustrated on here time and time again. And it's a blow. It's a blow to the fabric of the country. You know, you think about Norman Rockwell, and you think about doctors walking around with their leather bag, and making house calls and checking in on little Johnny or little Susie. Checking in on the fever and making sure everything's okay, and also being at your bedside for more serious traumas, etc. Walking into a hospital, knowing your entire medical history without looking at a chart. That was part of what made this country great, but no longer. Those days are over. The New England Journal of Medicine, etc. Just one of many sellouts in my book, and we talked about this again. It's important to play these things from a historical fucking time capsule point of view,